Hi, I'm Shreya.
And hey, I'm Arna, and you are listening to the One with Olifit podcast.
So there has been a lot going on in the world. Many things we know about and many we don't.
So we felt like this was one of the best ways to spread awareness and update you guys about the happenings. Also, if you are not sure about what's going on in the world right now, then don't worry, because we've got you covered, and stay tuned till the end so you know everything about what's going on right now.
So recently there has been a Taliban takeover in Afghanistan, the flood in Tennessee, and coronavirus.
So the Taliban, which is an Islamist religious political movement and military organization, also regarded to by many governments and organizations as terrorists, have now taken over some major parts of Afghanistan, including Kabul, which is the capital city of the country.
The president of Afghanistan, Mr. Ashraf Ghani, fled the country in fear of the Taliban, as even the people have been trying to fled the country. The Kabul airport is overcrowded with people to flee the country. The extent of them clinging to the aircraft and falling from the sky. I mean, can you believe it?
Yeah, that's insane. There are videos resurfacing all over social media, like people falling from the sky. Like, it's just so scary. It's unbelievable.
I wonder if they have parachutes.
No, they don't.
Okay.
And as the Taliban takes over Afghanistan, the people are living in fear, especially women who think that their freedom and their basic rights have been taken away from them. This is just so sad. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. The government's rapid collapse on August 15 came 20 years after the US invaded Afghanistan to fight the war on terror. Following the 9/11 attacks, the Taliban regime that the US toppled in 2001 is now back in power.
The Biden administration said that it has an agreement with the Taliban for the militant group to allow the safe passage of Americans and others to their home country, which is USA. But there have been several reports of the Taliban harassing Americans at checkpoints.
Insane. I know President Biden has been getting a lot of criticism for doing this, but he's just trying to assure the safety of the American army, from the way I see it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of agree with you. I don't think he deserves that much of criticism, because he's doing right by his country, and that's good for USA, I guess. And now comes the long-lasting COVID-19, which just doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. Like, it's so unbelievable that we had a life before COVID, and that life was like 1.5 years ago. It's insane. I mean, come on, COVID, you lived this long, it's time to go now.
It needs to go. I mean, the 12 to 15 year vaccines have also been approved, and that's good for us. We have to be safe.
I mean, I don't think they've been approved, I'm not sure, but they are on their making, in the verge of making. I'm pretty sure they'll be here anytime between like this year to the end of this year, next year. And also, you are forgetting the part where you said you didn't want the vaccine and you're too scared of needles. Hello?
I'm not scared of needles. I just don't like vaccines for some reason, and I don't want the vaccine. But that does not mean it's not good for the others.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone needs to get the vaccine. So please get the vaccine and stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe.
All right. The next thing we're going to be talking about here is the floods going on in Tennessee, which actually seems very bad, because like from the pictures, and I'm sure it is really bad in
There were some cruises in the water and people did die too. I mean, that's very bad, like literally.
Yeah, that definitely is very bad. And like 26 people on the cruise were tested corona positive.
Corona just gets is everywhere. Crazy. Like, it's not a surprise. They just get their way.
It does. It's insane. The passenger who died, some of them who died, were also COVID positive. I mean, they should have taken the test before getting into the cruise. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, the situation looks very serious and caused the death of COVID and flood. What more could possibly happen?
I know, right? But we'll be talking about this later. So, yeah.
And now there's a lot going on right now. Things which are not pleasing at all, like the wildfires in Turkey and Greece, the earthquakes in Haiti, and of course the conflict between Israel and Palestine.
We wish we could talk about all the details. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. And honestly, this past year has been insane, and 2022, such terrible things are happening, and it just really is sad, and I really just do hope that things get better.
Yeah, there's not a lot we can do from here, but what we can do is spread awareness, post about these things in your socials, write articles,
and donate to these countries, because there's a lot of damage that has been done to these countries. Do your part in helping things get better, and yeah.
And that's it for today's episode. And we hope you guys liked all of the information we gave out about the world. And hopefully it was informative for you. But we got to conclude here.
So check out our Instagram and email us for a collab. Both of them will be in the description of this episode, as well as the other things. Sorry. And yeah.
And follow us for latest updates. Thank you so much for listening.
See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Alrighty guys, it's time for some behind the scenes, and it's time for you to see what it's like to film the podcast. No way, you did not just say that. Are you insane? Oh my god.
It was not that bad. I mean,
no, I cut it.
Okay, I'm definitely cutting it.